transmission.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. As I look on my calendar, it's telling me that today, Friday, December 25th, is some kind of Christian holiday. So I did a little bit of research on it, and it turns out that everybody gives each other gifts on this day. So I'm going to give all of my listeners a very special gift, and that is this show. That's right, this entire show is a special gift to all my listeners, mostly because I'm going to have to cut it short. Why am I cutting today's show short of all days on this very special holiday? Well, as a gift to another friend of mine, perhaps you know her, Sheerston Sheerston, I've decided to share some of my airtime with her. So, I'm going to cut my show about 10 minutes short, and after my show, before the sound show with Barnacle, you will hear, that's right, Bitch Radio with Sheerston Sheerston. So stay tuned, because in about, roughly 20 minutes from now, we're going to hear Sheerston Sheerston broadcast another episode of Bitch Radio. Stay tuned. And as for myself, to be perfectly honest, I'm just killing time until tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow is Boxing Day. 10 games! There are going to be 10 football games in England. I'm so happy about it. I intend to watch as many as possible. I'm only going to be able to watch three of them live, and I'll probably be able to see one or two of them on repeats when they play them as encore presentations. And then all of next week is just football, football, football! I'm so excited. Yeah. But today, there's not a lot for me to do except sit here and talk to you and, of course, make funny noises on the radio. Yes, you can help me. Do you know Hello Kitty's phone number? Yes, it's 855-672-5552. I'm fine. How are you? I like to think so. Okay, I gotta go. Bye-bye. And that's my daily conversation with Hello Kitty. I'm also starting to wonder what time it is. I think it's also time for me to take a sip of tea because, as usual, I'm sitting here with a giant 40-ounce cup of steaming hot Earl Grey. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I love to slurp my tea. It's so delicious. Don't you wish you had a lovely cup of tea to be sipping on in the same manner as I? I'm sure you do. Oh, we are having so much fun on this wacky day before Boxing Day. All right, let's listen to some cool music. Here you go.
Assalamu alaikum. Hum is duniya mein nange aaye hain aur nange jayenge. Akele aaye hain aur akele jayenge. Lekin is zindagi mein hum kaafi logon ko milte hain. दफा हम किसी को मिलते हैं कि मिलने के बाद आपकी पूरी दुनिया जिंदगी खुश हो सकती है अगर आप वो खुशी चाहते हैं वो चीज जब आती है पकड़ना चाहिए और वो चीज का नाम है प्यार
Thank you.
इश्क़ कहते हैं मतलब है काफी चीजें, लेकिन प्यार जो हम समझते हैं वो प्यार है जो एक ही दफा आता है और जब आता है पकड़ना चाहिए।
प्यार
love.
Along with it being a Christian holiday, today is also the third day of winter. Woohoo! And the days are getting longer. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I like my days to be longer. I need sunlight because you can't spot a moth in the dark. And that's just a scientific fact. And you know me, that's what I do. I spot the moths. Who am I, you might ask? Well, if you're just joining us, my name is Tobe, and I am your host today for this very, very special edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Being as today is some kind of gift-giving day, I'm going to give you all a very special gift and cut this show short. That's right. Why am I doing this, you might ask? Well, that's because I promised some of my show time to my very good friend, Shirsten Shirsten, and she's going to use her time to broadcast Bitch Radio. So, make sure you stay tuned for that. That's coming up here in about another, 10 minutes? I'm not paying any attention. So, what should we do next? Let's ask Hello Kitty.
I'm a Hello Kitty.
Yes, you are. Let's have some fun. I know I'm fun, but don't you want to have some fun with me? Yeah, I know, and you seem limited in your conversational skills, so I'm just going to say bye-bye. Okay, have a nice day. What's next on the agenda? I think the next thing on the agenda is the status of my cat. The cat was wearing her cape for a while. I had to clear some stuff off of a surface, and the cat wanted to jump up there, and I was like, and she was yanging, and I didn't want her to run around and tear stuff up and knock things off, but I put her up there anyway because she wouldn't stop yanging, and then I noticed that her cape was on this little shelf, so I put the cape on the cat, and she liked that for a little while. She started to get annoyed by it, and so eventually I had to take it off, and so... Super Kitty is no longer Super Kitty, but she still is faster than a speeding bullet. Cats. It turns out they can wear capes, but they can't make tea. What's up with that? Anyway, I'm not complaining, but you know, if I could train a cat, if I could genetically modify a cat, I would somehow make it even smarter, but without opposable thumbs, I still don't know how it's going to make any tea, so... I guess this goal is just going to be another dubious goal at best, and we'll shelve that for some other time. Where's this committee headed? Who's on the steering committee for this committee? I guess it's me. And as I look over to the other members of the committee, mainly my cat Pippa, she says play some more music. So, here's some more music. And we're back. My name's Tobe. You're still listening to the very special edition of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. I hope you are enjoying your holiday. I imagine this probably means that you're eating a lot. So, you know, take it easy, hold back, and keep in mind your caloric intake at all times. Me, myself, I'm sticking to my regular diet, which is consists mainly of tea. Let's drink some right now. Oh, yeah. It's so good, but it's so hot. It's so hot that it's making me sweat a little bit. And that's never good, because that just means cholinergic urticaria is not far behind. Yes, and I can already see the little bumps starting to form on my arms in an allergic reaction to the heat, not to the tea. Oh my goodness, aren't I one messed up human being? Yes, yes I am. Hello. So anyway, I'm looking at the clock and I'm running out of time. Yes, it's not quite 2000 hours, but as you may remember from previous announcements during this show, that we got something very special coming up next. So I'm going to go ahead and take this time to remind you that the Dubious Goals Committee airs every day at 1930 UTC on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in at all times. My name's Tobe. I'm your host. And coming up next is Sheersten Sheersten with a brand new Bitch Radio. That's right. Stay tuned. Right after me is Bitch Radio. And then coming up after Bitch Radio, we should get a sound show starring Barnacle. So keep your computer or radio or whatever you've got tuned to this channel all day. It's going to be awesome, at least for the next few hours anyway. So let me get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and say bye-bye and turn you over, or at least turn this radio over to Sheersten Sheersten. That's right. You're welcome. And this is my gift to every listener of Anon Radio. I give you Sheersten Sheersten with Bitch Radio. All right. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You're listening to Bitch Radio, a non-profit feminist media.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
Bitch Radio.
This woman wants dick. Cheney.
A non-profit feminist media.
I'm sorry you don't understand, but dick. Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Dick. Cheney. I despise dick. Cheney.
It's a strange thing.
I despise dick. Cheney.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... look at that! But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name.
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peg Lautenschlager.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peg Lautenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name.
Ah, look at that!
Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it.
Ah, look at that!
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peg Lautenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? The former vice president. How do you hit a Cheney?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? So, how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I'm looking for advice here. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. I have hit Cheney. Killed it right in front of its mother. I killed that little Cheney with my old Suburban. Took it right out. Didn't even damage a vehicle. I have hit Cheney. What a dick. So how to hit Cheney? I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney. Question is, how do you hit a Cheney? The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option if you haven't got somebody coming up behind you. Driving through it is an option, but you know, that could kill you.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car. Slamming on the brakes is an option.
You have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple,
right? And swerving, if you lose control of the car, could kill you. That could kill you. What's someone to do? Okay. So, the former vice president darts out in front of your car.
You have so little time.
Slamming on the brakes is an option, right? It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make, but it isn't. Cheney, kind of a grumpy guy. What a dick. Cheney. Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. It's like, you are the biggest conceited dick in the world.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It seems like it would be very simple, be a very simple decision to make. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Do you swerve to avoid it, or do you drive through it? Driving through it is an option, but you know,
you have so little time to make that decision. It seems like it would be simple.
Drive through it. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. Drive through it. I'm looking for people that have hit Cheney in Wyoming. I have hit Cheney with my old Suburban. Killed it right in front of its mother. Didn't even damage a vehicle. So how to hit Cheney? There's really no debate. Drive through it. The former vice president darts out in front of your car. In Wyoming. There's really no debate. Drive through it. Right? It'd be a very simple decision to make.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio. 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 Bitch Radio.
You're a baby.